Exclusive, Monica de la Cruz Hernandez. Republicans will flip Vicente Gonzalez's seat in the midterms. By Jacob Bliss on June 12, 2021. Monica de la Cruz Hernandez, who is currently looking to unseat Democrat Representative Vicente Gonzalez, TX, in the midterms, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that she will flip Texas's 15th congressional district to Republican in the upcoming midterms. De la Cruz Hernandez ran against Gonzalez in Texas's 15th congressional district, coming within a few thousand votes of winning the district last year. In the seat's 120-year history, it has never been represented by a Republican. To which De la Cruz Hernandez said, "Never say never, because it's happening and will happen in 2022. Republicans are looking to take this seat in the upcoming election. In addition, there has been a recent shift in places like 85% Hispanic McAllen, Texas, toward Republicans, giving Gonzalez a real problem." Host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, started by mentioning the McAllen, TX race. It shocked the world when a Republican, the former chairman of the local Republican Party, won the mayoral race. De la Cruz Hernandez said, "Absolutely, you're right," when referring to Boyle's statement that a Republican win shocked the world. She continued, "Look, this trend that started last year in 2020 with my race in CD15, you know I only lost by 2.8%. The most competitive congressional races in the state of Texas. Look, the Hispanics here on the border, the people of South Texas, are sick and tired of the Democrat socialist policies. The change is obvious, we saw with the Villalobos election, and that we will see this trend continue in the 2022 election when I'm elected as the first Republican congresswoman, woman for this district." Boyle also brought up that Democrats are worried about Gonzalez, as the congressman's past is starting to be brought up due to how important the upcoming race will be. Boyle said earlier this year Breitbart News reported on Gonzalez having an account with the Bank of China, where he was holding up to $250,000 and receiving an unbelievable interest in return. Boyle added, "Nobody even looked at his financial disclosure reports before, until we started digging into him. Then all of a sudden he admits it was wrong, and he closes the bank account." Boyle added that a new Breitbart report showed the congressman in 2000 got into an earlier morning bar fight. He was allegedly making anti-police statements towards the local police chief and the rest of the department. Boyle mentioned that his office denied the fight and that the comments ever happened but refused to answer follow-up questions after the local news reports were sent to him. "We don't condone violence," De la Cruz Hernandez said, "punching anybody in the face, and we don't condone talking about the police department. You know, his words, his actions show that he clearly does not support our law enforcement officers and our Border Patrol agent. To this date, he still refuses to meet with our Border Patrol leadership to look at the crisis that's happening on the border. You know, his words are different from his actions, and actions speak louder than words. And what we know his actions are, that he talked in the past before becoming a congressman." She explained, "Gonzalez still talks poorly about law enforcement officers. He continues to vote against supporting our law enforcement officers. And his actions show that he does not our Border Patrol officers. And he has a history of this, and that's what that article that you all discovered really shows. He has a history of not supporting our law enforcement and Border Patrol officers." Breitbart Middle. Monica de la Cruz Hernandez, June 12, 2021. Boyle also asked De La Cruz Hernandez about her thoughts on Vice President Kamala Harris avoiding the border, which has been called out constantly. Boyle mentioned that Harris could get on a plane any time of the day to go down and see what is happening at the border, but Harris continues to ignore what is going on. "Kamala Harris and Congressman Vicente Gonzalez have forgotten that their job is to represent the American communities. They're Americans, they are representatives of our country. Yet they will not come to our border to see what is happening to our American communities, our law enforcement, and our Border Patrol agents," De La Cruz Hernandez said. She also explained that Harris is the one who Vicente Gonzalez wanted in office. "You know, just last week on CNN, he went and said that she had a great plan and supports her plan, which is to not visit his own district, to not visit the borders and to go to Guatemala instead. You know, he is playing partisan politics with our border security. and why he is putting DC politics before our district, the district that he represents. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.